Hold on, god damn it. This is the Day Sound Blunt podcast show, god damn it. Yeah, you didn't expect this to happen, huh?
Hell no, let me take my ass on the patio.
This the Day Sound Blunt podcast show. Nigga, the OG gotta go to the goddamn patio. Yeah, he ain't expect this shit. Cockroaches everywhere. Go ahead, go to the patio.
I'm already on it, man.
We got Marco Polo. We got Marco Polo in the building. Y'all don't even got to know who Marco Polo is, but guess what? Kodak know who Marco Polo is, goddamn. Shit, me.
Motherfucking
Rick Ross. Rick Ross know who Marco Polo is, goddamn it. Shit, me. Motherfucking nigga Trick Daddy and Sundays them know who Marco Polo is, goddamn it. Shit, me. They ain't got to know who Marco Polo is. You know, because them people in all of us from Kansas City know who Marco Polo is, you know what I'm saying, from goddamn, all right, nigga,
you already know. You already know.
Marco Polo, what's good, dog? I'm right here minding my goddamn business. Hey, we got that Jeezy in the background, that Thug Motivation 101.
Motivation.
Nigga, because we got the perfect song playing, because, hey, that nigga Marco Polo, nigga, Thug Motivation for real, nigga. Fuck wrong with y'all, nigga. Y'all right here playing, nigga. Nigga, all you motherfuckers that got your... Hold on, let me talk my shit. All you motherfuckers who got y'all car washes, nigga, step your game up, nigga. You ain't no Marco Polo level, nigga. But we want to see everybody eat. But we know who the top dog is, goddammit. Marco Polo, what's good?
What's good, man? What's going on? What's good with you on this beautiful Saturday?
Ooh, it's Saturday, May 8th. It's 1:45 p.m. I just got through uploading a little episode for my cousin, MUV Nizel. I gave him a bonus episode. I say, fuck that. Let me call Marco Polo.
All right. Shout out to that boy, too, man. Shout out to that boy.
What's been going on? Yeah. What's going on,
man? Oh, no. Not much, man. I stay on the hustle game, man. You know how that go, man. Try to stay motivated, staying out of trouble. You know how that is, man. I even tried to keep you out of trouble a couple of years ago.
Real nigga, you know shit.
Yeah. You know.
They don't know about Trey Plus.
Hell no, the real Trey Plus. I had to keep that crazy damn fool out of damn trouble. You know what I'm saying? But look at him now. Look at Trey Plus now.
Look at Trey Plus now. God damn it, nigga. This is the Day Sound Blunt podcast show. They don't even know. When you took me to the Martin Luther King parade and I got drunk as fuck and I was about all in everybody's face. I ain't had no pistol on me. You was like, this nigga crazy, man. Chill your ass out, man. These niggas gonna kill you out here. Man, fuck them niggas.
We was around all the killers. We was around all the killers that day.
I was like, man, fuck that.
What was that on?
We is in the heart of Liberty City, nigga. We is in the jungle, nigga. I ain't give E fuck.
Yeah, boy, that boy got on that oil. He had turned into the Credible Hulk. I said, oh, shit. Goddamn, this nigga a whole different man. You slow him down.
Young nigga.
You know, so, yeah. So
I came
OG,
a long way.
For sure, man. For sure, man. I'm proud of you, man, right now, boy. I'm so proud of you. I was proud of you then. Still proud of you now, man.
Yeah, appreciate you. But yeah, man, it's car wash, man, dog. I done mentioned all these celebrity names, man. Like, tell the people who you is, man. What you got going on?
Well, they call me Marco Polo. How I get the name Marco Polo is, it was Vicious Funk Vi gave me that nickname, Polo. You know what I'm saying? I was a speaker boy back then. So the name Marco, it came with the polo. So, you know, first name Dennis. So, you know what I'm saying? That's the real government name. But I went with the name Marco Polo for a couple of years now. You know what I'm saying? But always been trying to find that food chain to eat off of. You know what I'm saying? So I've been out here doing my thing.
Goddamn right.
Talk to me, man. Talk to me.
Man, how the hell you get to watch Rick Ross, Trick Daddy, and Kodak Black Mama, damn, Valent, what is it, Mother's Day gift? Like, nobody never seen. Who does that shit, nigga?
Hey, man, that's that work, man. They, you know what I'm saying? I usually don't watch the stars they self, but I always get that call. You know what I'm saying? They ages and stuff always hit me up, knock out a couple of their calls, family members' calls and stuff like that, man. So, you know, I put in that work. You know, I'm a, you know, entrepreneur, so you know how that go.
Nigga, you a thug-a-preneur. You're a thug-a-preneur, nigga. You ain't no damn entrepreneur. You're a thug-a-preneur, nigga.
I'm a thug-a-preneur.
Nigga, a thug-a-preneur.
I've been a barbecue man.
Tell him.
Barbecue man, the cock man, the CD man.
Tell him.
You damn man.
Goddamn right. Goddamn right.
I ain't even been a damn custodian at Karen City High School.
Goddamn right. Goddamn
it. For about 10 years.
Airworked at the airport, nigga. Airworked at the motherfucking airport.
Airwork. Miami Beach Convention Center. So shit, I done been there and done that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. Goddamn Marco Polo is in the building. I told y'all I had real well in the building, goddamn it. We about to go to another segment, dog. Welcome back to the Day Sound Blunt podcast show, man. This segment number 2, and I got Marco Polo in the building.
For sure. Shout out to the Bar Hogs. Shout out to the Bar Hogs.
Hey, yeah. Shout out to the Bajas. Shout out to Kansas City. Kansas City in the building.
The real Kansas City. The real Kansas City. I'm talking about Kansas City.
We ain't talking about no goddamn Miami Gardens. That real orange and black. That Kansas City shit.
For sure. For
you
sure.
Heard me? Anyway.
Yeah.
Marco Polo. Marco Polo in the building, dog. I remember one time you told me, dog, let me turn this shit down. You was like, dog, Trey. Nigga, I went on the motherfucking island, dog. I had to put on a uniform, dog. Nigga, I went to wash cars that was already clean, dog.
That's that Star Island vibe right there, boy. That's that Star Island vibe. When you on Star Island, boy, you know, that's how it is, man. Sometimes you ain't even got to touch them. They just want that. I think it's just the name. They want that special touch. That's the name of business, man. So once that name get around, especially touch mobile detailing, they just want to get a feel. They want to get a feel of the touch. You know what I'm saying?
They want to get a feel of the mobile touch in the car already fucking clean. The car clean. The fucking car clean. But they go call. They go call Marco Polo. Marco Polo, come clean the car, right? And then you pull up to the car. Dog, you told me you only clean the driver's seat, bro.
Dog, man. Special touch hit everything. Door jams, trunk, everything. Wheelbase. I'm going to touch it.
This nigga find this shit
to
clean.
I'm going to say I. It ain't even no we. He ain't even no I am the team.
You know what I'm saying? This some real nigga shit right here. This man just said some real shit just now. He said it's I. I know the people like to say it ain't no I in team. It's I.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about Marco Polo and the Day Sound Blunt podcast show. I, Trey Plus 305, bought all this shit. God damn it. Put all this shit together.
That's right.
My shit.
Ain't no team.
Ain't no team, god damn it. I am the team. You know where I get that from?
I am the team.
You know where I get that from, Marco Polo? From your ass.
Who?
Pull it, real ass. No. Pull it up on the side of the goddamn of my apartment complex.
Ain't
no you
we.
Washing cars. And I only see Marco Polo washing cars, nigga. Ain't no we.
Ain't no we.
It be
it's I.
God damn it.
I am the team.
I am the goddamn team, god damn it.
For
it's
sure.
The Day Sound Blunt podcast show, man. Nigga want to hear some Jeezy.
For sure.
Some goddamn Jeezy, nigga. Standing ovation. Hold on, back that shit up. Hey, remember when this shit came out, Marco Polo?
Ooh, did it. Shit, ooh. When that came out, I was driving a damn 71 Deuce and a quarter. Electra.
Hey, shout out to the Jeezy, the old Jeezy, goddamn it. Shout out to the old sure. Jeezy. Even though I was on Gucci Man's side, goddamn it. Who you chose? Who you chose, Marco Polo? I had Gucci
Man.
Who you had?
I ain't even gonna lie. I was riding with Gucci back then.
Goddamn right, Gucci.
I was riding with them.
He should have played that real Gucci Man shit. He went commercial. But the real Gucci Mane fans knew what time it was. I still felt like Gucci Mane won, but whatever. Jeezy hit him with the old school Jeezy, and you know, we you know what I'm saying? Fuck it, we fans, goddammit. We ain't got a pick side.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I wanted to be a BMF member back then. I wanted to get that money, boy. I wanted to be a BMF member, dog.
Hey.
But there wasn't no BMFs in Miami, dog. I had to go to Atlanta to try to catch them niggas.
That boy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, old boy. This is the official.
Ooh, that boy. Hey, that's that BML shit right there.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember this? Like, that's Jeezy had niggas wanting to go to the goddamn club with this shit.
Man, what did they?
I'm talking about Snowman. Nigga put on a snow shirt. Nigga draw a little
that nigga,
three little circles
boy,
on his
he
shirt.
He wanted me to go out and snatch a chain before I went to the club when I heard that. Hey, boy, he wanted me to go snatch a chain before I get to the club. Hold
up. I told y'all this nigga was a thugapreneur. This nigga wasn't no goddamn entrepreneur. You got to know who fuck Marco Polo is, dog. The fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
This nigga washed Rick Ross car. Motherfucking Trick Daddy car. Nigga, Kodak mama brand new car. She ain't see the car yet. God damn it. It's Saturday. She gonna see it tomorrow.
Oh God, don't tell the secret. I'ma tell the secret on Mother's Day.
I'ma release this on Mother's Day then. Fuck it. I'ma release it on Mother's Day, I promise you. I'ma put it out in the universe. That's some raw ass shit.
Man.
How you get Kodak mama car? And I know I gotta go to another segment, but how the hell you get that?
Them boys over there on Sis Trunk, man, they hit me up, man. Hey, man, hey, I got some work for you. I said, what you got for me, man? What's the name, old girl? Just got a car straight off the motherfucking truck. I need you to go wash it up for me. I said, all right, bet.
Damn.
You know what it is? I ain't even talked to Kodak himself.
Shit.
I talked to his agents, man. He's always an agent that called me. Them boys got agents that they hit me up. You know what I'm saying?
That's still some raw ass shit, nigga. Kodak probably was like, hey man, call that nigga that watched the big homie Trick Daddy car, man. I seen that shit at Sundays, dog.
Yeah, shout out to Trick, man. Shout out to Trick.
I know it, dog. Trick, who watched your car?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, man, call that nigga Marco Polo. Shout out to Sundays.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody want to get a plate from Sundays. When you ride by eight, every man that wants to own a restaurant, you ride by Sundays. You see the line, and that's the vision right there. Everybody want to be like Sundays. I'm trying to tell you, man, them lines be long all day, every day, even when it's raining. If we had snow, it'd be a long ass line, but we don't never see no snow in Miami.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to El Flaco. Shout out to that boy.
Shout out to that boy, El Flaco. God damn it. Hey, El Flaco in the building.
Boy.
Shout out to my dog,
it's
El
true.
Flaco, man. Hey, we about to go to another segment. When I talk like this, my corporate people start. Hey, shout out to Jay-Z, man. Don't ban my shit.
Like, nah.
Matter of fact, I don't even want to hear his voice. That nigga going to ban my shit. We going to another segment.
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, this is the Day Sound Blunt podcast show. It's another damn segment, goddammit. Nigga, my dog ain't even know. He ain't even know he was finna have an interview.
Sure
15
did.
Minutes
well,
ago.
I was just doing some Mother's Day shopping. That nigga hit me up.
Hey, that's how Trey Plus get down. Nigga, I'm well connected. You know what I'm saying? People don't understand, man. I came up under some real OGs, man. I keep telling people. Some dead, some in jail, some alive. And the one that's alive still remember Trey Plus. Can't make this shit up. God damn it. Yeah. Anyway, so y'all heard the story how he got Kodak Black Mama Car. He say how all the celebrities come at him. They got
that's
agents.
They got agents, man.
Niggas got agents.
Yeah, yeah.
Nigga,
I told y'all. Never talk to the real people. It always be the agents. They hit me up.
This is some real nigga shit, man. I told y'all this man was top fucking car wash man in Miami, dog.
Yeah,
I'm talking about mobile car wash. Don't get it twisted. One man army. The mobile one man army car wash. The number one person go to goddamn Marco Polo.
Yeah.
Hey.
Shout out to the Mercedes dealership too, man. If you put my name and my name and number out there. That's how most of these boys be giving the Mercedes dealership.
This nigga flexing, y'all. You know what I'm saying? This nigga flexing, y'all. Hold on. We
got
wait. If he going to flex, yo. God damn it. If Marco Polo want to flex, he going to flex the right way. We turning off Jeezy. Hey, we turned off Jeezy. Hey, can you run that back one more time? What you just say? Shout out to who?
I said shout out to the Mercedes dealership that be put my name out there. Shout out to them. For sure.
This nigga say shout out to the Mercedes dealership, man. Put Jeezy back on. What the fuck? This nigga, hey, Jeezy said the world is yours. Get on your grind and get it, nigga. That's what Marco Polo did, nigga. Y'all don't know Marco Polo's story like I know his story, nigga.
For sure, boy.
Nigga getting it out the mud, nigga. Nigga fell down and came back up, nigga. Now he on top of the world, nigga. Nigga, I don't give a damn what nobody say, nigga. Fuck
from
you mean? From DVDs, the motherfucker man Trey. I got the motherfucking Walmart for the sale, Trey. You want to buy this goddamn woman, man? I don't want to buy no goddamn woman. I ain't even thinking about fucking. Hey. I should have bought the woman, dog. Damn, dog. That was years ago. I fucked up, dog.
Hey,
I
would have, yeah.
Dog, cause I was selling my motherfucking ribs, dog. Years later, dog. I fucked up, dog.
Oh my god.
Hey, I was the insurance man, too.
I ain't want to say nothing about this.
I ain't want to say nothing about it.
I waited for you to say something about it. I waited
we
for you to say something.
Raw out here.
Hold on.
We want the blood
Hold
raw
on. Let me talk my shit then. God damn it. Let me talk my shit
we
then.
We want the blood
nigga,
raw.
Nigga, when I had my motherfucking car, nigga, when I fell off, I was climbing back up, right? I was in the mud. So I had done bought a goddamn... some raggedy-ass fucking Chevy Lumina. Nigga, Marco Polo was my motherfucking insurance, nigga. Fuck you mean, nigga. Nigga, anytime I need a paper tag, every motherfucking month I need a new paper tag, goddammit. Every motherfucking month. And if I wanted to get a hard tag, I could have got a hard tag, nigga.
Hey, I was hood progressive back then.
I told y'all this nigga was a thugapreneur.
I was hood progressive.
Hood progressive nigga in the building, nigga. This shit is real life. Real life story. Guess what? I told y'all I bring nothing but the real. Oh, y'all think. See, this is what I want y'all to see. We ain't bragging about this stuff. We telling y'all this because, listen, everybody go through their journey and everybody go through their moments. You know what I'm saying? Just because you fucking up and you making mistakes in the past don't mean you could change yourself and reinvent yourself in the future. That's the basic thing what I'm trying to tell you. That's the whole meaning of the Day Sound Blunt podcast show. It used to be self-improvement, but since all this damn rapping shit started going on, you know what I'm saying, I had to turn it into a music page because I'm good at that too. God damn it, shout out to all the musicians. Shout out to all the businessmen. Shout out to all the businesswomen. Shout out to everybody, the nail technicians, the lashes women, the you know, they do the mink lashes too, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. I be sharing they shit too. Shout out to the women that make the hats, you know what I'm saying? My sister Nicole, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we see what y'all be doing, man. Y'all, I'm going to get y'all on the show. Hey, shout out to Nails by Vaughn. I really want that Vaughn interview, but it's all good. We're going to make it happen one day. She agreed. We're going to make it happen. But right now, we got Marco Polo in the building. We put some Jeezy on. We about to go to another segment, Marco Polo.
For sure, man. I'm riding with you.
Let's go. Yeah. Welcome back. Everybody remember this shit.
Boy, you done took me to the after hour now, boy. You done took me to the after hour.
That's the whole meaning of the goddamn Day Sound Blunt podcast show, nigga. This up, hey. Nigga. We lit. Nigga, we lit, nigga. Let's go. Hey, Marco Polo, what you say? The nigga take you back to the what?
Nigga that took me back to the after hour. Goddamn. I'm talking about the half hour across the street from Miami Dade, the one on 119.
God damn,
the one on
nigga.
46.
God damn.
I was
Marco Polo.
King, boy.
Polo, you was selling motherfucking conk around that time or what?
Yeah. Hey, what? I was doing everything in the half hour, dog. Shit.
Marco Polo.
That's what they call it, half hour.
ate them after hours. I used to play around in them after hours when I was like 18 and 19 when I was playing around with them savages at the time. But you know what I'm saying? You ain't know, you know it's hey, when you survive the after hours era.
I swear I was a vampire.
Nigga, I'm talking about out. I'm trying to tell you, nigga never used to go to sleep. Nigga used to roam the streets like a vampire, dog. Hey,
I was a vampire.
In order to survive the streets, you gotta survive the vampire hours, dog.
Yes.
Listen, that shit ain't easy. That's the hardest part of growing up in your teenage and your 20s until you chill out. You know what I'm saying? Because some niggas be in their 30s. It's the hardest shit to survive. Them after for hours, sure, them vampire sure. hours, man. It's vampire hours for sure, man. Them gangsters be out. You know what I'm saying? The good and the evil be out. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes the evil be like, man, fuck it. You never know who they going to take out, God damn it.
Oh, my God.
That's the street, nigga. That's how it still is. That's how it still is, goddammit. Shit.
Hey,
stay out the way.
I used to go out there to club Tuckers, and after I leave Tuckers,
damn,
boy,
Tuckers,
hit
I remember
out.
Tuckers, man. Shout out to Tuckers.
Yeah, dog. Shout out
damn,
to Tuckers, man.
Oh, shout out to
it's
Tuckers,
the Browns.
Man.
Shout out to the Browns out there, man. Yeah,
and
yeah.
that parking lot was a hard parking lot to survive in, too.
Yeah,
back
yeah.
In the
hard
days.
Parking lot to drive through.
Hey.
You talking about survive. You talking about shit. You gonna tell your goddamn car I'm trying to find a parking space back there.
Hey, so we already listened to that go crazy. So you remember this song right here?
And what?
Real things, nigga. Fuck, man. They don't make niggas like they used to, dog. Niggas trying to get...
Let me dust my clocks off right quick, dog.
Hey, my dog about to start misstepping. Oh, no, nigga. Hey, I remember this time of the year. Listen. Hey, this that ride in that late night. This the vampire. You got to ride vampire hours listening to that Jeezy, nigga.
Shoot first and ask questions later.
God damn it. What the fuck I'm doing to my motherfucking shit, nigga? Hey. We got Marco Polo in the building. And I told y'all already who Marco Polo is. If I gotta keep telling y'all who the fuck Marco Polo is, I'ma tell you again. He the number one man army mobile car wash nigga in Miami. If you don't believe me,
car wash now.
Oh shit, hold on, the man.
We just don't do car wash.
Oh, hold on.
I do pressure cleaning, painting, pick up and delivery, and trash removal. You know what I'm
moving
saying?
The motherfucking trash, nigga. I told you this nigga was a fucking thuggerpreneur.
I
told
all,
y'all
man.
He was a thuggerpreneur.
Fuck. One man army.
Hey.
For sure.
They don't know what's so unique about you. You want to tell the unique story about Marco Polo, dog, and why you so raw? You want to get too deep into it?
I ain't going to get too deep, but I'm going to tell you, man. It's all about
Don't give up.
Don't give up, man.
Never
don't
give
up. Yeah, it's too much money out here to make, too many dreams to be made. You know what I'm saying? So you never give up, man, on your dreams.
Hey, Marco Polo in the goddamn building.
For sure.
Nigga, I had to back that last of the dying breed up, nigga. Nigga, because I know who Marco Polo is. I know how raw Marco Polo is, know what I'm saying? That's the OG. I told y'all in the beginning of the episode, man, a nigga was Young Trey Plus was out here wild, getting drunk, acting crazy, no fire, no hammer. I couldn't believe it. Every time we talk, God damn, I was tripping, man. God damn.
Oh, my God.
Hard-headed ass That's young right. nigga, man. Nigga survived some crazy fucking damn shit, man. God damn.
36 we had to
years
make some black t-shirts early for this boy here, man.
Fuck, dog. You know they used to tell me I wasn't going to make it to be 17, dog.
But look at you now, dog. Look at you now. You good.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
High school diploma and college degree, nigga.
Yeah.
Now
that's gangster.
That's
what
gangster,
you call
nigga.
Gangster, nigga. Niggas don't know what gangster is.
Nigga,
gangster
that's
is
gangster.
Being quiet.
Gangster, nigga.
Gangster is being quiet. That's what gangsters do.
Yeah.
Gangsters be quiet, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They move in silence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right now, today, these niggas too loud out here, man.
Yeah, they be loud before they get to that level that they need to be to.
They want everybody to know where they moving, how they moving.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Niggas want to know why I'm so loud. I don't move in silence no more. I posted that earlier. I don't know how to move in silence no more because I spent so much time in the early of my 20s moving in silence because I was 19 stuck in the ninth grade. Listen, 19 in the ninth grade, end up with a high school diploma, and ended up with a college degree. Listen. Real hood nigga, street nigga, been hood rich. Been there, done that. Been in the club since I was a teenager. You know,
yeah.
Been around real gangsters since I was a teenager. Know what I'm saying? And then, the same high school that kicked me out, I work at right now, goddammit. Year 15, goddammit, that's gangster. I got a pension. Real nigga got a pension. I'm on year 15. Nigga, matter of fact, I ain't got no pension. Real nigga got an investment.
Hey, shout out to American High School, man. Them Patriots, man.
No, the fuck
man.
You
shout
not about to do
America.
That shit. No, the fuck you
God
not.
God damn it.
No, you
get
not.
The hell
no,
we
the
is.
Fuck you not.
We gonna do it.
No, the hell you
we
not.
We gonna do it today.
No, the hell you not, God damn it. Not
shout
on this.
Shout out to the motherfucking Patriots, man.
What the hell? You lost your goddamn mind. Shout out to Kansas City Chiefs. Shout out to Kansas City Chiefs. We ain't minding Marco Polo. We know he graduated from American Patriots. But always remember who was the big dogs of the North. Always remember who's the king of the North. Kansas City Chiefs, stand up.
We had the best lunch break, though. We had the best lunch break.
Y'all had the best lunch break. That's some sad shit.
Hell yeah,
goddammit.
That's
horrible. That's horrible, man. Hey, first of all, I called Marco Polo, caught him off guard. He didn't know he was going to be interviewed. I know y'all would love to continue. I know y'all would love to continue to hear Marco Polo voice, goddammit. I'm going to make him pay for the next interview.
I got you, dog.
I was just playing with him, and he said he got me, dog. I don't want your goddamn money. Oh,
I'm
shit.
Finna go trade
I'm too
my
expensive.
Food stamps in right now. I'm finna go trade my food stamps in right now. I got you. I got you, nigga.
Hey, some people saying I'm too expensive. They be saying I'm too expensive. I ain't nothing but $50 for 15 minutes on the phone with me. I ain't saying no more numbers.
Hey, you got 100. You gonna get 100 for 15. 100 in food stamps. I got you.
They told me I'm charging too little. But know what I'm saying? This the Day Sound Blunt podcast show, nigga. I'm Trey Plus 305. I got Marco Polo in the building. Hey, every time I do it, I do it for my hood, goddammit. Yeah, Kansas City, stand up. Baja, stand up. I got a legend in the building. Yeah.
Ain't number love, bro. Number love.
Hey, Marco Polo, you want to send your final shout-outs to people?
Hey, man, I want to send a shout-out to God for first thing, man. You know what I'm saying? For giving me the breath to breathe. You know what I'm saying? Giving me the legs to walk, the arms to reach, and the eyes to see. Hold on. Now, let me turn to T.D. Jakes now. You know what I'm saying? But I want to thank everybody out there, man, for giving me a shout-out. Let me touch him. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, y'all hit me up, man. Special Touch Services. 786-290-7181. Y'all get at me. You
say that number one more time.
786-290-7181. Marco Polo. Special Touch Services, man. I'm from here to Fort Lauderdale. Y'all make that appointment, man. For sure. A shout out to my boy Trey with the podcast game, man. You know what I'm saying?
Goddamn right.
Next time you look around, next time I listen, you know, Big Ross might be on the line on the podcast, man. So y'all look out, man.
We out, man.
Why the fuck you think they love me so much?
100.
You?
Hold on. We back. We ended it all the way. My dog, Marco Polo, on Sunday, we going to release this tomorrow. Tomorrow's Mother's Day.
For sure. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers all the mothers, all the real mothers.
Happy Mother's Day to my mamas.
I'm talking about the real mothers.
The real mamas. Right. My mama, happy birthday. I'm talking about happy birthday, dog. I'm tripping. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to my mama. Me and my mama, sure. Even though we don't be talking, but we going to talk eventually. Happy birthday. Why I keep saying happy birthday? Somebody going to be born on Mother's Day. What the
somebody,
fuck?
Somebody birthday.
Somebody goddamn birthday. Got one, what the? Don't you say that shit. Don't you say that. I'm going to go. We got to go. Goddamn it. Hell nah. Goddamn it. Hell. This was the Late Sound Blunt Podcast Show with your boy Trey Plus 305. And I just want to say thank you for tuning in. Till next time. I don't know who I'm going to have on the show next time, but you know it's going to be somebody real. Or if I don't have nobody on the show, you know me and Monet, we're going to have us a good conversation. Hopefully it could be some good information. We're going to try to give y'all more information. But in the meantime, I want y'all to enjoy this song by Ashley Kiko. This is her TikTok. And I love this girl because she's amazing, man. Ashley Kiko. Man, y'all follow her on TikTok, man. Catch up with y'all.